CNN's Nick Robertson joins us tonight from Greenland. Is there a sense, Nick, of what happens next there? Because, again, the White House doesn't seem interested in a compromise, at least not publicly.
I think people here are still perplexed. They still don't quite understand what the diplomacy means. I was just talking to a couple of high school graduates here, and they wanted to know what had happened in the meeting in D.C. and what it really meant. And they are both, and their parents, they tell us, are still really worried about whether or not the United States might come here in a military form to annex the country. Right now, I can just tell you, Anderson, that we've just learned through a flight tracking site, something that we were hearing about earlier today, a Danish C-130 military transport Hercules aircraft has landed at Nuuk Airport. Danish had said that they were going to land, they were going to bring in more military into Greenland. It would be troops, it would be aircraft, it would be Navy. We've heard that the Swedish, the Norwegians, the Germans, the French are all coming here to sort of step up a NATO military security presence, not per se to defend against the United States, but it will begin to establish an image for President Trump of what NATO can do to project the level of security that he is saying that he requires. But I think in no uncertain terms, the reason that people like these young girls we're speaking to before are concerned is because that meeting in Washington has left everyone with the understanding that both sides are still poles apart, high-level discussions to come, but it really buys a little time for Denmark to prepare, time to hope that the White House reconsiders. But the reality is the can's been kicked down the road, and it is as big a can as it was before, Anderson.